Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be troubled.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Jim Bellett, number 61.
I get it.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor!
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
Welcome back into the Madison RV Studios. Go to MadisonRV.com. Check out their inventory of fifth wheel travel trailers, toy haulers today. You can also go to SRVWholesale.com. Click the fire sale tab, and you're going to get the best deals on towables in the United States. So head on over to either one of those spots this morning. Appreciate
I like the term toy hauler, by the way.
Yeah, you just throw your toys in it and roll.
Yeah, just... It seems...
Now, they're grown-up toys, but...
It makes it all fun.
Like, yeah.
Like, hey, this isn't just, like, for my Sea-Doo or my ATV. This is for my toy. You have toy. You play with toy. Well, we'll get to your new toy in a minute.
Oh, that was good. Lance Earlene, Mark Burnett have already joined the show. Podcast at umsports.com. Katie George coming up at 9 o'clock. Lance Taylor at 9:20. Tough losses for Alabama and Auburn in men's hoops last night. How about the end of that North Carolina-Miami game, though? That ended up being pretty exciting.
Exciting stuff. North Carolina gets what you think was going to be the three that wins the game, and then Miami comes the other way and says, bank on that, brother. We are going to win this game over in Tar Heel land.
Pretty cool to see.
Is it? Good stuff, is it really cool to see? I see Reese Davis was on that call.
Yeah.
How's he calling games?
I think those guys all get sort of put on different games just to sort of change things up every now and then.
Yeah, I don't like them on games.
But at this time of the year, you have so many games, and it's about to crank up. In these conference tournaments, you're going to have to move some different guys around.
That's true.
So.
The Big Ten tournament starts today. Today.
Yeah, A-10 started yesterday, right?
Yeah, but that's the A-10. This is a power conference. This is a real conference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was still a real conference.
No, it's not a real conference. The Big Ten's a real conference. It's weird. Very weird.
Also, this catch-no-catch rule is becoming a topic of conversation in the NFL again. And some of the guys at the NFL meetings in Indianapolis are saying that going back to Megatron in 2010, or obviously the Dez Bryant catch, Jesse James for the Steelers, that they all believe that that should have been ruled a catch. Problem is, no one's giving us any verbiage for why that would or should have been ruled a catch. So it almost looks like this rule is going to change, but what are you going to change verbally to help us have that understanding when we see replays?
One of the things being talked about is that they'll take away the whole surviving the ground discussion. And this is what's weird about football. Because, Cole, how many times have you said on the show that football is not what? Not hard, right?
It's not.
It's not a very difficult proposition. But we have to have technically rules written in black and white to say what is a catch and what is a not catch. For some reason, we can't just go to the rule book and say, you know what? It looked like a catch. Why can't we call that a catch? So they just keep putting in words and more words and more words that really have just really destroyed the meaning of what a catch is.
Yeah.
Because Dez did catch it. Dez did catch it.
Yeah.
So did Jesse James, and so did Calvin Johnson. Those all were catches. And the fact that we don't get those catches called... Because by the rule of the letter of the law that we made up is an abomination.
Is it weird that we've gotten to catch by rule are two different things?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. But how do you, like, you can't just put under receptions, catches, quote, use your eyes. Like, you can't, like, you have to technically have a rule. That's why these phrases like making a football move and a football move consistent with the game and blah. That's why they keep showing up. It's because we keep trying to figure out what a catch is. We all know what a catch is.
We could start having an official stat for catches by rule and then just receptions.
Why can't we just say once a receiver establishes possession, has both feet in bounds, that's a catch. We're done.
Yeah.
Establish possession, and you say, what about going to the ground? Take it away. You establish possession, which means you just get both feet in the ground. You look at the replay. Does he have the ball in his possession? Yes. When does possession start? Once he stops bobbling. It doesn't feel pretty simple.
Doesn't seem that difficult. But
the Jesse James thing should have been a catch because...
Oh, that's a totally different deal because when you put
the goal line...
It's over. It's over.
That's game. Done. It's over.
And the amazing part to me is, well, then you get with the, you know, whatever, the two steps, and then he's in the process of becoming a ball carrier and the whole ball carrier and receiver argument back and forth. But you get these guys diving for the pylon, and the ball nicks the pylon, then goes flying into the stands.
Touchback!
Or off some cameraman, you know, and it's like, well, the ball touched the pylon, so it's a touchdown. And it's like the ball's, you know, 17 yards out of bounds. The guy never even really seemed to cross the plane of the end zone.
What about the guy that was in the middle of the field, though?
He actually crossed over what we refer to as the goal line, which is how you score. It's a mess.
It's wild because we had to add things like survive the ground. What is survive the ground? Like, really, who would write that into a rule book? It's a receiver must go to the
ground, and then when you get back up, you're still breathing. You survived it.
Well, that's everybody. So that should have been touchdown for Jesse James.
Some people don't. I'll give you someone in 10 after 22 who did not.
Most people in the NFL.
Oh, well, if you're talking NFL,
the
yeah.
If they get it. Well, that's really the only thing I'm going to put that to. Survive the ground. This is...
Silly.
This is one of the reasons why I think the NFL is in such shambles and why some of the ratings are down. I think why some people swear off the NFL. I think it's more than just the anthem protests. I think it's also because of the complete destruction of what is basically football. You know, you start with replays that they take forever, and you don't have to replay as much when you just give around some basic rules. Like, why do we have to consistently look at what a catch is? Like, it's 2018. Why are we looking at the rule catch?
Well, I think
that should have been in 1933 when we started throwing the ball forward.
It's not just football. It's not just sports. I mean, this comes into play with politics. This comes into play with music. This comes into play with fashion. Like, the further you get away from common sense, the more frustrated people are going to get.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to get people from one side or the other who are more frustrated with each other and whatever it is you're debating or talking about. And I think that's one – you make a good point. From the NFL's perspective, a lot of things that they have done have gotten away – from what seems to be the common sense of what the normal fan can figure out. And when you do that, I think you exclude some people.
And part of our reason is that I think we got so... When we put in replay, I think everyone thought for the most part it was a good idea. But we turned replay into every single play has to be perfectly called correctly. That there can be no, hey, maybe he was out of bounds here instead of here. Maybe the ball should have been there. Maybe it was a bit of a juggle, but it's still technically a catch. We had to turn everything into a life or death call, and it slowed down the game. Like, how do we have a Super Bowl without a replay? It happened, right? I mean, somehow we had championships considered before.
It's pretty amazing, yeah.
Because every play, ask yourself this, Cole, and I'll ask you out loud, but ask yourself this if you're driving around. When's the last time, other than 2nd and 26, and even then, when's the last time a touchdown was scored by your favorite team, and you were kind of excited, but you're also like, is there a replay? Is there a flag? Are we going to look back at this again? Okay, now I can be excited. Like, what? Like, it happens a lot.
That's not fun.
It's not. It's not. And sport, and sports is fun. It's entertainment. And it's a business that way. But everybody wants to get every single call correct. I'm okay, and I'm going to go out there with this. I'm okay if we miss a few calls. I'm okay if we miss a couple of catch, not a catches. If you have to be more stringent during the playoffs, sure. But if you miss a couple here and there, I'm not going to freak out about it.
Sure.
This is why I will never be okay with replay for penalties. Never. Never be okay with it. Do not want that anywhere near my life. Games are slow enough as it is.
Yeah.
And college football takes longer than the NFL, but college football doesn't feel like it because we don't have all these stoppages.
Before we get to 10 after tweets, very quickly, as far as the pass interference rule goes in the NFL, before I ask you what you think you want, I believe people need to understand this. Whether you make it a spot foul, whether you make it a 15-yard penalty, it is going to favor one side of the ball or the other. So the people who say that, oh, this just favors the defense, oh, this just favors the offense, it's going to favor one side or the other. The fact that it's a defensive pass interference, in my opinion, it should favor the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe the rule should stay as is?
I like it being a spot foul. I like it. But I want there to be a classification. Like there's flagrant ones in basketball. Like, if there's somebody wide open, you can tell there's a flagrant pass interference just so someone doesn't catch it. I like that being a spot foul.
Wow, flagrant PI. I kind of like that.
But if there's just hand jostling and you get your feet caught up and you got to call pass interference because you did technically make contact, then that should just be a 15-yard.
So intentional and accidental.
Yeah, I mean, because there's varying degrees of murder. Why can't there be varying degrees of pass interference?
Yeah, murder, pass interference, same thing.
Like, there's a difference between a guy trying to stop a wide open touchdown versus a guy who's just trying to push somebody to the side.
All right, let's get to 10 after tweets brought to you by First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
You can save thousands, maybe even get rid of your mortgage and your mortgage payment. Why not call First Family Mortgage today? 425-0105. That's 256-425-0105 today. Or go to 1FMC.com. Let Conrad and the guys help you out and completely wipe out your family's debt. USA Today Sports tweets February 26th. British boxer Scott Westgarth dies after winning boxing match on Saturday. British boxer Scott Westgarth dies after winning boxing match Saturday.
You're right. This is the guy that didn't survive the ground.
He collapsed after he won a fight Saturday night. He since has passed away. His promoter confirmed he was 31 years old. He defeated Deck Spellman in a 10-round light heavyweight bout in Doncaster, England.
Do you see why there's growing concern for people? And this isn't that rare.
Just quick, he was knocked down just before the conclusion of the fight and then won the decision.
Do you see why people get concerned about these combat sports?
I don't understand why people aren't more concerned about this particular sport. We go bananas over football, and there's almost no discussion. And maybe it's because there's no peewee in high school, in middle school, boxing. That is the reason. But still, if you're going to talk about someone's livelihood after competing in their sport, feels like there should be a little more discussion around that one.
How about a guy whose job is to literally punch somebody in the head until they can't get up anymore?
Garrett tweets in, explosive is your best bumper song, emoji flame, hashtag West Coast shh. Lindsey Jones tweets in at Cube Show, I hear you at Cole Kubrick with your Spanish accent, hashtag killing it.
Like you're killing, doing good? Because I don't think that's what that was. I think that was in like you're murdering the Spanish accent.
Matthew Knowles tweets at Cube Show, this Mexican-Italian redneck accent is great. That, three emoji laughing faces crying.
Now, if that's what you're going for, you did nail it.
David Fleming tweets, which pitch would you look forward to the least? A, pitching movie execs on the idea of a Cheeto-inspired movie, mm-hmm. or pitching at Cole Kubrick on the idea of buying a minivan?
At least with the minivan, you get something new. You know, like there's a newness. You get to play with it a little bit. There's some toys in there. Temporarily, that can keep you, Cole Kubrick, entertained. I can't imagine. You know, like how some of these movies and TV shows that go to air. All I want to do is be in the pitch meeting where someone said okay to it. I want to be in the pitch meeting with the Cheetos idea guy, and just be able to say, "All right, now run through this again. We tell you the story about this Mexican guy who found empty Cheeto bag of Cheetos that had no flavor on them, and he made his own flavor." What's the hook?
Flavor dust.
What's the hook? Flavor dust.
That should be the name of the movie, by the way.
How much money you want?
Chris Crow tweets in, hashtag survive the ground. Ray Sively tweets in, catch, inbounds, established possession, the ground can't cause an incompletion, I'm done.
Yeah, this whole ground can cause an incompletion is stupid. I don't like it.
Ray Sively tweets, boxing at Cube Show. They know what they signed up for with a gif of Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Oh, see, that's different than if you did the Million Dollar Baby one. That one's a little sadder. Hey, listen. Let's be real. If a fumble, if the ground can't cause a fumble, it can't cause an incompletion. Let's have some consistency. So the catch rule does have to have a handful of parameters, but it doesn't need a bunch.
Bama 590 tweets in, when your team isn't great at any one thing besides blocks, combined with the fact that you can't shoot free throws, make less than a third of your threes, and have high turnovers, you don't expect to win many games. Can't always blame coaching. Kids got to perform.
Yeah, but we're 30 games in. Like, is it?
You say you can't expect to win many games. Rewind 2 months ago, I bet a lot of Alabama fans expected to win a lot of basketball games this year.
Oh, absolutely. Alabama got as high as number 24 in the country.
Chris Crow tweets, I want there to be a penalty for wide receivers complaining about pass interference on every play.
I like that, too. That weird motion where they look like they're just smacking the air, like, flag, throw the flag, pretend I'm throwing the flag.
I think your referee's signal for that should be like the T.O. doing the bird celebration when he was playing for the Eagles. We got a penalty vulture, 84, Brown on the Steelers.
Chris Crow says, hey, Anarchy Shea, it's Tua in 26. And Shea roll tied. Tua in 20. You know what? That's fine.
Actually, today's the 28th.
Well, no, I was bringing up second and 26. Because it does take the whole, is there a penalty coming, take some of the excitement out. But how about this? Remember when Alabama beat Clemson for the national championship a couple years ago? Remember that was that review of the onside kick at the very end of the game?
Sure.
It took 75 minutes.
Wow.
Before there was
feels a little longer.
How about
really?
How about when the Patriots won the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Remember that overtime dive by Deion Lewis. Who's the other guy?
LeGarrette Blount.
No. Anyway, who the dude that scored that touchdown? Remember the replays for that one?
James White.
Remember the replays for that? That's a Super Bowl winning play in overtime.
This might be
like.
This might be exactly what you're talking about. Norta Go Vialoa at CK Norton 1 tweets at Cube Show. I was in the stadium for second and 26. My mind was going, don't drop it, don't drop it, don't drop it. Don't be a flag, don't be a flag, don't be a flag. Oh!
Yep, see? Part of the. You gotta temper yourself because now everybody's like afraid, like, what's gonna go wrong here? Now, luckily, didn't have to be a replay for that one.
You know what that's a byproduct of? Wanting it to be a flag for your team on almost every other play.
No, you just see how many flags are thrown constantly.
You're like, pass interference,
don't
man!
Don't throw a flag!
They can't get no completions on us!
I swear to God, don't throw a flag!
A run for 5 yards off right tackle against your team. Holding! He's holding!
Let's ask Cole Cube look this real quick before we get a break. So we got a very big topic on the other side of this break. If there was a foul perpetrated on that second and 26 play, is there any way you could find yourself throwing a flag? I couldn't.
Shut the F up.
Unless,
we have talked about this so many times.
Unless it was flagrant.
You mother effer on
unless
this show. We have talked about you don't do that as a referee. You call the game and what the game is. If it's a flag, throw the damn flag.
Unless it's flagrant.
No.
Unless.
No. No, that's not the way it works.
Yeah, in this case it is.
Flags are not situational.
They are.
No, they are not.
If there's no penalty, there's no flag,
you're
right?
Turning into a penalty moron right now.
No, I'm telling you.
Don't do that.
This is a historic
you're
moment.
Not allowed to do that. Don't be that guy. I'm not going to let you turn into this guy.
You would ruin this Daniel Moore painting.
No.
You would ruin
because
it.
Then now you're going to turn into the next on this stage, as in you can't ever throw it in that game. It's the Super Bowl. You can't throw a flag on that. It's the Super Bowl. People are watching. Can't slow the pace of the game. Referee can't try to become part of the story.
That's true.
You call the game!
Well, listen, you got to understand. You would have lost a Daniel Moore painting.
I don't care.
No, you should care. You would have lost Tua in 26.
Who is Georgia's Daniel Moore?
Georgia,
Well, Foghorn, Leghorn. You lost a painting from him, and then Bulldogs getting a sack, on first and 10 overtime.
I'm 100% convinced he's from Georgia. Like, that's what that character is from. It can be from Oklahoma. Well,
that's how the sound when they talk about Heuschel.
Well, that's a completely – I mean, it's right. I mean, it's right that you talk about Heuschel consistently.
All right, we will we'll get to
it. Taking away 2-26, man. That's a legendary play.
No, it doesn't work like
okay,
that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me just adjust this real quick because I really want to get to our next topic. If you're the referee behind the offensive line, because this is probably where you would be, how obvious of a hole would it have to be?
First off, I have no idea that he's even throwing it deep or that someone might be open. I'm watching the offensive line and defensive linemen. My eyes aren't situational. I'm watching one particular thing. That's my area. And by the way, second 26, if I'm watching for holding and I see holding, I'm not thinking, yeah, second play overtime. He's probably chunking this in the corner of the end zone, and the Georgia safety's not going to roll over.
But that's why, Cole, he didn't roll over because he was so well taking his eyes off the field and what Tua did. Tua looked him off.
It's my fault.
How obvious would the hold to hold? In overtime, how about that? How obvious? Because we have seen it like in Kentucky.
Shut up.
You did a Kentucky game where where there was a holding call called that late in the game. Not that late. It was in the fourth quarter. Kentucky-Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It cost Kentucky.
That was one that a lot of people said, you can't throw that right there. I'm like, they held him. You can.
But that wasn't
did.
That wasn't a historic moment. That would just been like a first down.
52 straight wins? That's a historic moment.
Not that play.
For those people inside that stadium, that was a very historic moment.
In the game, but not the play. The play, if you would have destroyed second and 26, you would have had a lot more people look at you like that referee looked at you.
All right, we'll get to a break. 866-485-9867. If you want to get in on either side of this, if you want to bring in the shame, or if you want to credit me, we talk a Kublik family-owned minivan next. Bounce back, boy, I've been broke as hell. Cast a check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. Whoa, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job, I got no hobbies. So last night I took an L. Hoping to bounce back here this morning on Cube Show. Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Young, live from the Madison RV Studio. So we went through this a couple months ago. It was a maybe, it was an and it was an if. Now it is reality. The Kublik household, proud owners, some proud owners of a minivan. So we'll go through the pluses and minuses here. But I need some mental and emotional support here.
I don't know where you're gonna get it, but okay.
Like
from me or just from anybody?
From everyone, anyone,
I don't know where you're
anyone,
gonna get it.
Because it was a lot of folks taking a lot of shots at me last night.
Is it a push to start?
Yeah, it's got remote start too.
Okay, that's a plus.
I'm
looking at a website that has all of Cole's stuff.
The side doors are also controlled via remote and are power doors,
including the entire Little League getting out of it. So
yeah,
it's roomy. All right, so take us through it. You're showing up at this dealership, and you're saying, give me the lamest thing you got.
It was a bit of a process. My wife had a Nissan Rogue before this, and we have opened up the potential possibility of number 3 to be added to our family at some point in time, depending on how some things go here in the near future. Professionally, like if ESPN tells me they hate me, then it might not be the best idea. But we're jammed in there with two. And like a weekend trip to Auburn is maximum overload in that thing. And for me, as a passenger, just riding around with my wife's purse in between my legs and no knee room, that becomes frustrating. Obviously, with a stroller in the back, there's just not a lot of room for other stuff. And for the people who say that, get an SUV, it solves all your problems, it's not necessarily accurate. Because I tell you when I kind of went to the dark side on this deal. We're in the dealership the last time around, and that side door's open, and my wife's talking to the sales professional, and I got baby cube 2 strapped to my chest walking around. And I see my two-year-old climb up and get in her seat all by herself. And I'm thinking, man, when I'm not here, that's going to help the old wife a ton. A ton. But the harsh reality is there's a minivan in our driveway. And I have to live with that. Maybe not for the rest of my life, but for the next few years at least.
How you holding up? Like, it's been, what, 12, 13 hours, 14 hours, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. 14, 15.
Now, you didn't drive it to work today, did you?
No, I haven't driven it at all. Like, you were asking me about the gear shift, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if it was...
I'm not really sure how it works.
I'm assuming it was an automatic. I just wanted to know if it was, you know, on the column or not. But you don't know that, so that's good.
I haven't. Actually,
well,
I didn't
even in the van, right?
No, I didn't even sit in it. I mean, I
put
my...
You bought a car unseen by you?
No, I saw it. I've seen it.
I looked at it.
Yeah, I helped put my kids in the... in their child seats before we drove to dinner last night.
Wouldn't you want to look more at it? Because I got a lot of questions about this thing.
All right, let's go. Does it have heated seats? Yes.
First of all, I'm
does
on...
Does it have power sliding doors?
I'm
yes.
on their website. I'm building one right now.
Does it have...
see what it would cost for one I would want.
Does it have the magic back seats? You're damn right it does.
I don't know what a magic back seat is. I haven't gotten to that part of my build
an
Odyssey
it's magic.
Yet.
Oh, so the magic back seats were like the deal breaker for my wife.
So did you get the LX, the EX, the Touring?
EXL.
EXL.
No, Touring is the wheels that I wanted. Because I'm like, if we're going to have this thing, let's at least get the cool rims.
Okay.
That's an extra 14 grand.
Right.
I don't feel like rims are worth 14 grand.
They're not. Not for
now. And it's
a
good
you.
Thing that I married my wife, because if it was me buying this minivan for somebody else, we would have got the rims.
Wow, boys, that would have been such a bad idea.
She's much more intelligent financially than I am. And responsible.
Such a bad idea for you. Wow, that would have been so bad. Okay, so you didn't get the wheels that you wanted, which is smart. Did you get any cool exterior accessories, like a roof mount or...
What? No, I don't even know what an exterior add-on to this would be.
A roof mount for like a bike or
no
a bike sickle?
No, we didn't get no. Okay. I don't know what that is.
All right. Did you get any cool accessories? Okay, how about this? So it's push to start, which is legit.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm still.
You
thinking
can
about,
open the side door via remote.
Still thinking about trying to add something like that to my car now.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that. Okay. What's the bonuses for you? What do you like about this? Does it have a CD player?
I'm sure it does. I mean,
I don't know.
We actually, and a lot of people will be disappointed with this, but we did not go entertainment package after speaking to a couple people that have these, because I think you're in for like $2,800 for the entertainment package, and it's like we could just go buy two iPads for a lot less.
There's a wireless phone charger on this one. Did you get that?
No, I don't. Ours doesn't have that because my wife doesn't have the wireless phone charging capabilities. So what's the point? It would have been cool for me, though.
Well, you could have upgraded phones and gotten to this.
Yeah, she's not big into that. Okay.
Did you get the power tailgate hands-free access package?
Yeah, that's cool. You swipe your foot underneath the back of it and the tailgate opens.
It's an extra $280.
Yeah, so if you got like, if you got the sensor or you got groceries in your hand and a kid in the other hand and you just swipe your foot under it, the tailgate opens, it's great.
You got the backup sensors?
Backup camera, which is really nice.
An extra $500.
You know, it's got the screen on the front, which is cool, and it's got like Apple CarPlay. So you hook your phone up and then everything on your phone shows up on like the screen in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got Waze up there or maps or your text messages show up there, like who's calling, things like that, it's nice. It's leather, heated seats. The magic seats in the back were the
so
big
much.
Deal.
I really do. I think leather in a car is terrible.
No, we went Mocha interior.
Mocha interior. So basically, I built me one that's
white diamond player.
Built me about 30,
got
39
that.
Grand.
Got that white diamond.
Why white?
Because
if you wanted to go cool, you need to go crystal black.
My wife said her last car was black, and her car before that was black, and she just thought the white looked better.
Like,
she went black, and now she does. She said she's going back to white.
If you wanted cool points, you could have gotten the crystal black and then murdered it out. you know, black on black on black.
Well, we didn't decide to go an extra $14,000 for the nice rims, so why would we upgrade to black rims?
Well, first of all, you could probably find a deal with someone who's listening to the show right now who can give you a better deal on some black rims. So you're not going to murder it out. I'm surprised, first of all, before we start making fun of you, I'm surprised that you haven't, like, actually looked inside of this thing so far. You barely know what's in it.
No, I've seen it.
It's a new toy.
I just didn't drive it yesterday.
It's a new toy, man.
It's not a new toy.
I would spend my entire... It's not.
It's something that is a brand new van. It's very resourceful. It is a resourceful tool for our family.
All right, let's get into the making fun of you then. Okay.
All right, good. Go for it.
You got people making fun of you. I'm not going to make fun of you, except for the fact that
you said you were going to make fun of me.
You got other people to do that for you on Twitter. I'm going to tell you why this is a good idea, except for the color.
My knees won't be jammed into the dashboard when we're riding around?
Well, think about it. Vans nowadays, especially this one, look more like an SUV than they used to. Like, my dad had a van, and I showed you it before. It was a 95 Ford Aerostar.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's a van.
You might as well just go with an A-team type van if you're going to do that back then.
To be fair, it was all the way back in 2004.
Sure.
So it was at least 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So vans now look kind of cool. Secondly, you're past being cool.
Not many people are going to buy into that, though, that it looks kind of cool. No one's buying that.
It looks, okay, it looks cooler than my dad's Ford Aerostar. Secondly, you're past being cool. Let's be fair. You're in your mid-50s now. You are close to retirement. It's about comfort, and it's about reliability. That's the stage of your life you're in.
You're missing one key ingredient.
If you were 21, no.
Ease.
But you're... That comes with comfort.
Okay.
If you're 21, no. This is not an option. But since you're 54, this is an option. Not only is it an option, it's what you get. So I don't mind you going the van aspect, especially since you're popping out people now. Because now you're not just like, hey, let's just go to Maison de Ville with me and Lance. Now it's, let's go to Auburn with me and my wife and my two kids and possibly another one at some point.
Yeah, in our gear.
Which is like child
seat, stroller, pack and play.
I don't have a child, but I even know that once you have a child, you don't go anywhere without stuff.
Lots of it, especially two under three.
You need cargo space.
Yeah.
And this offers you cargo space for $40,000, but it offers you cargo, or the one I built, that is. The one I built is $38,000. MSRP. I could probably get the deal if I took it somewhere. But this I'm not mad about. Now, I'm mad about people like Booger
McFarland. I will say this. The place we got it, they did a great job. They did a really nice job. I can't talk about it, but they did a really nice job.
The people I'm mad about are people like Booger McFarland who want to take away your main card. Because, first of all, that's not a thing.
I tell you what this whole deal has done. It's kind of turned me against the people who are, like, really angry about it. Because Boog's just kind of making a little bit of a joke, even though I do agree with you the vocabulary is kind of uncalled for.
It's bad, Booger.
But there are a lot of people who are coming at me on Twitter who are legit mad. Like, they make Tahoes and Denalis! Mm-hmm. They're also an extra $30,000. You know, so I could have essentially gotten two of these.
I love how many people are so vocal about SUVs now.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to say, hey, you shouldn't get a van. They're like, hey, there's an SUV you could get.
That thing also gets 28 miles to the gallon. I care about my planet. Or at least my wife does. My truck doesn't get 28 miles to the gallon. A lot of people angry. A lot of people okay with it. I mean, it was probably 50-50 yesterday. Probably 50-50 with people who were disgusted. And
sure, disgust is an apropos.
Happy for me. Feeling. See, I'm one of those people, too, that nice is new. So just the fact that it's a new car,
yes,
for me, is kind of a win.
It's brand new. I know how much you don't like your truck. Your truck is a fine truck.
If we go on a trip, I'm going to move those two middle seats all the way over to one side, and I'm getting in that third row, and I'm straight lounging, homie. Leg room. Man, I feel like Shaq.
You're going to lounge in the van?
In there. Yeah, I'm not sitting in the front of that thing. I'm sitting third row. No one can
see me.
Why are
you lounging? Let's go to phones real quick. Kenny is in a particular position that you may be aware of. Cole Kenny, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Look, Cole, I broke down about a month ago and did the same thing. Bought a Honda minivan, and I wish I would have did it about 5 years ago. My kids are 7 and 6, and they're at the point where they want to fight over everything. I throw one in the third row, one in the second row, and everything is kosher.
There it is.
Yeah, because you, Cole, you forget, you're about to get to that. You will get to that age where your kids will fight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you got plenty of all room for the ball equipment and everything like that. So, not bad. You're going to like it in the long run, I promise. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Kenny.
Blocking sled, you got to get room for that.
So, Kim tweets, doctor, quote, can you describe me? I think she meant to say prescribe, but can you describe the sensation that overcame you? Me, all of a sudden, my ovaries just kind of shriveled up. At Cole Kulick, still love you in your shoe game, though.
Mm. You just lost some major dude points with her. That's fine. I went and checked out her timeline. She's apparently a big Gus Malzahn, like, love. Oh. So, I bet Gus Malzahn doesn't have himself a minivan. No, he has, like, a Lexus or something, or a Jaguar.
I like that at Auburn Doctor tweets a gif of a wrestler. Who's the wrestler? The giant guy that's in the Marvel movies? With the huge traps and the tats down his arm.
Undertaker?
Yeah, what's that guy? a gif of him like doing the old Roman emperor thumbs down.
Yeah.
And then she follows up with another tweet. Beautiful kids and wife, though.
There you go. That's a positive.
Well, no, if you want to poop on me for the decision, then poop on me for the decision. Don't try to play both sides of this.
No,
Auburn
maybe,
doctor.
Maybe they want you to know that they think you have a beautiful family.
Give a damn what you think about my family.
Wow.
You pooped on everything when you said that picture was a gif thumbs down by wrestler guy that I can't remember his name.
Randy Orton?
It looks enough like him to be called
Dave
him.
It's Dave Bautista, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. Now you nailed it. So, Kane Kell says, at Cole Kulick, you can never really take an L with J's on, though.
You can.
Booger, you lost your man card forever, ever, ever.
But now, don't you think that happened once you got married? And definitely after you had your first kid.
Well, he's married with kids. He apparently has his.
Oh, he doesn't have a main card. No, he didn't say he had a main card.
He just said mine's gone.
Yeah.
At Ryan Cartoons says, conceding a few battles is all part of it, LOL. Mike Golick Jr. says, Dad J's maxed out, though.
See, the shoes are the...
I helped myself a lot by having those black cement threes on yesterday.
Don't worry. You're going to start wearing the Steph Curry soon. That's going to become a thing. You're about to get to the age where it's going to be weird that you're wearing all these Jordan stuff, these shoes. You're going to be this dad walking around with two kids, and, you know, in 2 years you'll be, what, 58, and just still wearing Jordans? You're going to be one of those weird guys still hanging out doing that.
Garrett's he tweets in, push to start. Yeah, ha. You know what? It's a mini. It's a mini. It's a mini. It's a mini. Mm. Is he hating or is he complimenting? I honestly can't figure it out.
You can't really?
He just said it's a mini a lot of times.
What are the lyrics?
It's not a Mini Cooper.
What are the lyrics to Black and Yellow?
Black and Yellow, black
no
and yellow.
No keys. Push to start.
Oh.
Black and yellow. It's a mini.
Look at
it's
you
a mini.
With the... hip-hop innuendo.
I'm so cool. How cool. I'm cooler than Cole Kulick.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Because I still have, like, a Smith-sized sedan.
Bueller tweets in, I tailgated in a new Honda minivan at Auburn versus Mizzou. The back seat turns upside down and points towards back gate door, which was perfect for the moms with little kids and those needing to sit out of the sun. I'm sure we'll figure that out at some point. I guess it does it.
There is a practicality to what you did, which is completely respectable.
B. Curtis tweets, hey, at Cole Kulick, if you're not driving it to work, you're good. Nobody looks cool hauling kids around no matter what you're driving.
That's a good point. You're not going to be cool guy while you're hauling around youngins. It's not a real thing.
Matthew Knowles tweets, had no damn idea you were this old. Hashtag 58.
Yeah.
I'm getting up there.
58 years old. 50, that's in 2 years. You're 56 now.
Earl AUB tweets, at least you didn't have to buy a minivan with the faux wood paneling. Hashtag silver lining.
Yeah, but it's not.
At this point, it doesn't matter. And by the way, those Jeep,
no one sells a wood,
those Jeep Wagoneer things, those are coming back. Get ready. With the wood down the side?
Yeah,
I promise they're coming back.
They're ironically coming back.
The hipsters love those, and all are trying to find them. So Dodge is about to make them again. Or Chrysler, whoever the hell made them.
They're ironically coming back.
I'm trying to bounce back right now, and not a lot of you guys are helping.
We're not here to help, Cole. We're here to make sure that you get properly roasted. Because you took an L, right? That would.
Yeah. But that's the point, is today I'm supposed to bounce back.
That's the point of the song, not the point of what we do.
Parking lot
you
lady.
You picked the song. The song's not about your life.
Parking lot lady says, this really cut me deep. How do you think it felt for me? Just saying.
Do you think you went from an Auburn sex symbol to like an old fogey like overnight? Like about 6 o'clock or whenever you posted this, do you think that's when like a lot of lady libido went down? Like, Cole Kublik, unfollow. I was wanting to see him in some tight shirts and Jordans on the sideline looking all shiny. Instead.
This was another one that I got a lot. Every Day Should Be Saturday, by the way, followed it up with Ride That Dragon. But I got a lot of this. David Reese responds, dude, RIP. Jason Simpson, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Jason Simpson's a dad. He gets it. I don't know if David Reese is trying to be like cool guy. I guess he may have SUV, but there is a staunch anti-van dude out there, and there's a lot of them.
Andy Staples said, dude, you just purchased a rolling movie theater. What are you upset about?
You're not going to be watching most of the movies, so it's a little different.
I could get in that third row and just watch film on our trips, though. That'd be great.
You could. Who's driving you? The wife's going to drive?
Yeah, it's her car.
Not both of your cars? Yeah. What are you mad about? If you're never going to drive, then what are you
asking.
Mad about?
That's what I'm asking.
If you're never going to sit foot in this thing behind the driver's side, what are you mad about?
Oh, I'm sure that day will come. Elliot Hensel, my prayers are with you, friend. Emoji laughing face.
I can't believe you're actually this upset about this. You took an L. You're mad about that, too. You took an L last night, you said. I read your tweets and your Instagram and your Facebook and your Snapchat, which all said the same thing. You took an L last night. I get it. But you didn't. Do you still have your vehicle?
Yeah, and I'd probably rather drive the minivan, to be perfectly honest with you, just because it's nicer. Technology's a lot better. I can't even plug my phone into my car and listen to music.
That's the part where we need to think about going to a break and not coming back.
Jeremy Harbin, lost the cool card, bro, but at least it's a Honda. Cool card?
Someone's brand loyal.
Who the F has cool cards? Like, show me yours.
I'd rather have a cool card than a main card.
Is it laminated? What is it?
No, you get cards, plural.
Something like punch holes in it when you go to cool places, like for cool points?
Yeah, for every 7 cool places you go, the 8th place you get is free.
You get cooler.
The next time you go to like the cigar shop, the humidor pipe shop, you get in for free. I think you get in there free anyway.
Brad Jones seems, that Cole Kubik seems to be aging fast this morning.
Gonna be 60 next year.
Mm.
60 years old. That's crazy.
You guys didn't know I age in twos.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You'll be 81 by the time you pay this off. Good times, guys. The fact that you actually want to drive it, that's the part that's worrisome.
Back with more Cube Show right after this.